As you can see from the materials, there's a lot to cover on this topic in terms of how creditors and other parties in interest in bankruptcy cases and bankruptcy litigation can seek to recover attorney's fees through fee-shifting statutes under the code and under applicable state law. And so we've selected a few choice topics that were listed in our materials to cover in more detail here over the next 45 minutes. And so the first topic that we're going to tackle is Section 506B and the ability to shift fees under that provision. Next, I'll turn it over to Michael, who will talk about the Texas Civil Practice and Remedies Code and the applicability of that statute to bankruptcy cases and bankruptcy litigation. Next, I'll talk about Section 503B, administrative expense claims, and how creditors can seek to recover fees under that provision of the code. And then finally, Michael will wrap up with a discussion of the procedure, and that is how, as a practitioner, one goes about getting the fees under those applicable statutes and things that you should be aware of in the process. So with that, I'll start off with Section 506B. So obviously, Section 506B provides a mechanism whereby creditors may be able to recover post-petition professional fees as part of their secured claim. There are three general provisions or factors that a secured creditor must satisfy in order to obtain professional fees. First and foremost, the creditor must be oversecured. Second, the underlying agreement or contract between the creditor and the debtor must provide for the recovery of fees.